Coach, thank you for inviting us into your team meeting room. Tell us the importance of what goes on in this room on a daily basis.
Well, this is a very important room for our football team. This is where we begin our meetings every week in preparation for the opposing team, and it's a chance for me to really set the plan for our players, what we want to get achieved when we're getting ready to face whatever team we're facing.
And I guess that's part of coaching, isn't it, is to have your finger on the pulse of the team and then to react accordingly?
No question about it. That's one of the keys to being successful at our level. If you can not be generic in what you do, but to be able to adjust sometimes and handle each situation as it comes, you probably got a better chance of being successful.
And you got reminders around the wall of things to tell the guys to do their job?
Yeah, I mean, we got different sayings in here to back up some of the things that we believe in. We have a chart there that really talks about what we've achieved from week to week. We're surrounded by little reminders of what it takes to win in our league.
Games are won on Sundays and out on the field, but this is a vital part of building up to those games.
The fans may think that the games are won on Sunday, but what we do in this meeting room, Neil, has a great deal to do with whether or not we're going to be successful on Sundays. We come in here on a Monday after a Sunday game and we start talking about that previous game, and then we come back on a Wednesday and we put all of our energy onto that next team. This part becomes as important as what we're going to get done on Sunday, because it sets the foundation for the rest of the week. So it's an important time. We walk in this room, very, very important.
You've got Greg Jennings coming in. Tell us about his addition to this team.
Greg is going to be a big plus for us. He's a guy who's been to two different Pro Bowls, had a lot of success, has a Super Bowl ring, has a veteran leadership that we kind of lacked a little bit. He'll provide that for us. So we're trying to surround Christian with some other weapons. Kyle Rudolph is another great weapon.
Looks to the end zone, passes, caught, touchdown! Kyle Rudolph! And he does a Lambo leap into a group of Vikings fans.
I wanted to do that since I was a little kid.
The draft is up and coming, so we have a chance to continue to improve our football team, and we think we're adding the right pieces to the puzzle.
And Adrian Peterson, do you ever take that step back from being a coach to a fan and say, wow, when you watch? Because he has so many wow moments, doesn't he?
Yeah, you're exactly right. There are moments. I remember one this past season. We were up at Lambeau Field against Green Bay, and he breaks a run for about 82 yards down the sideline.
Adrian turns the corner at the 20, first down, breaks a tackle at the 25, breaks another at the 30, and he's loose!
For a moment, I did step back and go like, wow, this guy's special.
20, 10, touchdown! It's an 82-yard touchdown run by Adrian.
Yeah! Okay, stop!
Coming off a very good 2012 season, your thoughts on that? And obviously, it ends with playoff defeat at Lambeau Field, but right, lots of positives before that.
No question. We're coming into this season with a lot of energy and a lot of positive vibes from the 2012 season.
Ponder goes play action, fires to the left. Touchdown! Darius Wright!
I'm talking about
the kind of year that Adrian Peterson had.
Hand off Adrian up the middle, room, cuts to the left of the 25. And Adrian's loose! He splits the defense! Goodbye, baby! Touchdown! That's an 82-yard touchdown.
24 carries, 212 yards for Adrian Peterson.
To see the maturation of our young quarterback, Christian Ponder.
Christian, he's going to dump to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown!
Having Jared Allen and the rest of our defense playing as well as they did at the end of the year.
Rodgers play action. Jared Allen sacked him back in Packer territory.
We're looking forward to coming to the U.K., letting the fans there get a chance to see our brand of football, and having them to cheer us on. So we're looking forward to it.